Blog Talk Radio. All right, all right, all right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Faith Space Gospel Hour with your host, Lady Love, and Mr. Faith to Faith Self. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Today we are here because of God's grace and mercy. God is worthy, God is worthy, God is worthy. If you love the Lord, let me hear you shout hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right.
Praise the Lord. Today we are grateful. Today we have a special guest, Minister Monica Phillips will
Monica
be our
Phillips.
Special guest
all right,
today.
All right.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we like to do as we always do, open up with prayer.
Amen.
Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your holy, precious blood, God Jesus. Today we want to say thank you, Lord. You woke us up this morning in our right mind. You didn't have to do it, Lord, but you did. So for that, God, we are forever grateful to your holy, precious name. We thank you, God. We're praying for the sick and the shut-in. We're praying for the babies against the monsters of the world today, God Jesus. You know who the monsters are, God. We don't know, but God, we are praying for healing over the babies, God Jesus. We ask that you watch over them as they in the schools. As they are out in the world today, God Jesus, just watch over the babies, God. We ask that you watch over the elderly people, God Jesus. We want to say thank you, God, for your hand over our hearts, over our lives, over our minds, souls, and bodies, God Jesus. We just say thank you, God Jesus. We thank you for this show today. We thank you for brand new grace and mercy. And God, we want to say thank you for us. We thank you for our special guest today. And most of all, God, we thank you for our listeners. So, God, we want to say thank you in your holy, precious name. We pray, amen.
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 And today we are going to be reading a scripture from Proverbs, our verse of today. Proverbs 15 and 29. The Lord is far from the wicked. Did y'all hear that? The Lord is far from the wicked,
mm-hmm.
but he hears the prayers of the righteous.
Okay.
Amen. I have read to you Proverbs 15 and 29, the verse of today. Amen, amen, amen. We got our special caller. He will be calling in here shortly. And we are going to just bless God's name with another song. So if you're tuned in, you have tuned in to the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. We're back. Faith Defense Gospel Hour, everybody. We're here this morning. Amen. As I said, we have a special guest coming on. We're going to bring on our special guest, and we're going to allow her to just let God arise and the enemy be scattered. That's my favorite saying, everybody. Amen. Mr. Faith to Faith himself sitting over there. How you doing, Mr. Faith to Faith himself?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
You're blessed and highly favored?
Blessed.
Amen. Well, today we would like to welcome to our show, yes, indeed. Minister Monica Phillips. Pastor Monica Phillips.
Pastor. All
the good things.
Come on now.
God gave her many titles.
Many titles.
He just blessed her abundantly. He enlarged her territory. Amen. A powerful woman of God. Amen. How you doing? And how you doing? God bless you.
I am awesome. Thank you all so much for having me on the show. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and take advantage, full advantage of the day that God has given me. Thank you.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Well, Pastor Monica, why don't you tell the people out here in the world, all over the world, because people all over the world are going to hear you today. So this is the day that the Lord has made for you to be a blessing to somebody's soul in what you're doing. First of all, we would like to ask you about the drive-through prayer. I know you have a lot going on, but I'm really, really interested in that drive-through prayer. So tell us about that.
Well, drive-through prayer, God actually gave that to me about 11 years ago. I was sitting in church. Hear the words. I was sitting in church. And the Lord just showed me a vision of a lot of feet while I was in church. Feet coming from every direction. And he told me that he wanted me to do something. Just very clearly, he says, I need you to do something. And I said, okay, what is it? And he told me he wanted me to go outside of the church. Hear those words. He wanted me to go outside of the church and go on a corner in the hood with cardboard boxes that says need prayer, like the commercial Gap Milk.
Yeah.
He instructed me to write need prayer on the four cardboard boxes, and I went on this corner. And those of us that live in Youngstown know that, you know, 10, 11 years ago, you can just be on him and get shot, you know. And so I did exactly what he said. I said, well, the church folk already think I'm crazy. So, you know, I might as well go on and do it. And I went on the corner and held up my little box sign that says need prayer. And before long, a man showed up. He told me to sit in a chair and wait. And I held up my sign, you know, almost like those people be on the corner and say, we'll work for food, you know, it was like that. And this man pulled up, he said, I need prayer. So I prayed with him, and another gentleman came up, he said, I need prayer, I'm having lung issues. And before long, I just saw people coming from everywhere, just like God told me in the church. And I did have a few people with me, Brunetta Geddes, my daughter Tisha, my brother Chester, Troy Geddes. And the people started pulling in so fast, and we just told them, you don't have to get out your car. Just drive through, and we'll pray with you. And that's how drive-through prayer was birthed. And like I said, this will be the 11th year that many churches are doing drive-through prayer. You know, even though God used me to start it, there are other churches that now do drive-through prayer, and I praise God for that.
Amen. Look at you.
Amen.
Look at you. Just what's that called? You're starting revolutions.
Amen. I mean, it's because the other sheep, when we get in church, honestly, a lot of us, when we say things about filled with the Holy Ghost, and we go and sit in the church and stay there, but yet there are other people that still need to know who Jesus is.
Come on.
Yes.
So
right.
There are still the other sheep to know who Jesus is, and the only sheep that can let them know who Jesus is those that have already been changed. But we get so comfortable sitting in the church house, you know, on the pews and in the air. We don't even we forget to go back outside to get those that might be just like us.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Come on
absolutely,
now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's exactly how I feel. I mean, we're supposed to go to church to get the word and get strengthened so we can go out to bring them in. That's what it's all about. You're right. Just
that's
sitting in
exactly
church, you know.
That's all about.
You know, you just preaching to the same people. You know, same people. I mean, I never knock nobody, but you got to go out. Jesus walked. He walked and he went out. He left and
he
went out.
Yeah.
And it's nothing that we're saying wrong, because that was the Great Commission. He told us to go. You know, he didn't say these people go and these people stay. He said go out in the highways and the hedges and compel them to come. Now, when he said that, that was not him saying compel them to come to your church. It was saying compel them to come to Jesus, because I can go
to
your church on Sunday and still not know who Jesus is and die and go to hell.
Right.
So
we
have to compel them to come to Jesus first, and then allow them to sit in a house that's going to feed them the word and keep them strengthened. So that's what we do. When we go out, I let people know, listen, ask them if they have salvation first. Don't invite them to your church, because the church don't save you. Jesus does.
That's right. Jesus saves you.
And
come
so invite them to know who Jesus is first, and then after you allow them salvation, then say, hey, come on and go to church with me. That's how I operate when I'm outside.
Amen.
My love. Y'all can tell it's my passion, you know, and like you said, woman of God, God has entrusted. He entrusted a lot of hats to me, but outreach and evangelism, it is my passion. You know,
amen.
I go to bat for God's people, and God's people is everybody, because he made everybody.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely.
Know, amen. I'm going to be quiet. Now, y'all done got me.
No, this is your time. It's now for Pastor Monica Phillips, and we want her to just do what God needs you to do, because I'm telling you, somebody needs to hear this, what you're saying, because, you know, we all about saving souls and salvaging lives.
Right.
So it's good that you're doing what you're doing, because you know what? A lot of people don't even trust coming into the church.
Right.
Because they always feel like, well, they're going to talk about what I got on. Are they going to say, I ain't got no money? You know, they feel like that. So by you out there being obedient to the word of God, then you're doing what God needs you to do.
Right.
So that way,
amen,
nobody can say, well, nobody even gave me a chance, or nobody ever said nothing to me, because I see you posting it on Facebook all the time. Because you know why? It's your destiny.
Amen.
You
amen.
Know, it's
amen.
Your destiny.
Amen.
So what I want to do, sorry about that, amen, I want to play this song, everybody, by Pastor Monica Phillips and New Vision.
Visions of Worship.
Visions of Worship. Why I want to say New Vision? Maybe it's a new vision coming, huh?
Because I am going solo right now. Who knows?
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we want to go into... We want to go into a song, and then we're going to come back, because we got a caller on the line, so I may bring that caller on too, because they may want to ask you some questions or anything like that, because we don't want to ever leave anybody out. So we're going to go to a song. We're going to come right back. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. unmuted the phone. Mm-hmm.
All right. You are the key to my destiny. Praise the Lord for that tune. That's a blessing to my soul. I love that song. Amen. And as I say, if you tuned in, you have tuned in to the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour with your host, Lady Love, and Mr. Faith to Faith himself, with our special guest, Pastor Monica Phillips. And I see we have a caller on the line. So, caller, give us your name. We invite you to our show. Who's calling? Hello. They're here. But, okay. Well, we're just going to continue with Pastor Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Mm-hmm. Amen. Okay, maybe they just want to just listen. I don't know. Hey, but we love you anyway. God bless you, and thank you for joining our show. So, why don't you tell the listeners about that destiny? Because that song is awesome.
Well, the soloist on that song is Lucretia Croom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a bad state. And I was just kind of talking to God, actually, about, you know, my situation. And I just remember telling him, I know that my destiny lies in you. I don't care what's going on before me. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care where I am. I know that my destiny lies in you. And that was actually just a heart-to-heart talk that I was having with God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You know, it was just a heart-to-heart talk. And probably like a week or so later, I started hearing this melody. So the words that I had written, you know, written down in my heart to God. And so I just started kind of humming, you know, the melody. And then when eventually I got with the young ladies and asked them to sing with me, Visions of Worship, I gave that song to Sweet, we call her. And, you know, our destiny, it lies in God. And He is the key to our destiny, and he is the one that set us free. And so no matter what you're going through in life, just know that your destiny lies in him, and that's the message in that song. And so many other songs that God has given me just to bless us with. And, you know, I'm grateful that he used me as an instrument to minister to the people that he's allowed me to minister to.
Amen. Yes, that's awesome, because, you know, without God, we're nothing, and without the vision, people will perish. So we love that God gave you that song, Destiny. Wow, that was just a tad bit crazy right there, but anyway, we love it. Amen. But tell us about what you're doing out here besides the drive-through prayer, because I, like I said, I know God gave you many hats. First of all, he gave you the vision. Then he gave you another vision of being a mother, so that's awesome and all by itself, you being a mother.
Oh, yeah.
But we want to hear go ahead. Hello?
Mother, grandmother, you know, just a regular a person that's, you know, mother first, grandmother, and just really wanting to do the will of God, because in these very last days that we're living in, you know, people need to know that Jesus is real and he is alive and he is coming back, and you know, so many things that are going on now in the earth that, you know, we're going to need him to survive.
Oh yes, ma'am. Amen.
You know,
yes.
You know, so you know, it behooves us to get a closer walk with thee, if you will, and just, you know, trust in him no matter what's going on in your life. We have to get in that place, not a religious place, but a place of relationship with God.
Yes, ma'am.
And
absolutely.
That's what's going to sustain us. That's what's going to sustain us.
So let me ask you this. Who inspired you, or what even inspired you to want to become like a pastor, a minister in your ministry? Who encouraged you,
Amazing that you were asking me that, because I was actually just thinking about this morning. Like, that just blew my mind. Because I was saying, how did I get here? You know, it's almost like I was positioned here. I never, I was a sister sitting on the bench at church, singing in the choir, maybe do praise team here and there, but that was pretty much it for me. You know, I never wanted to preach. But I remember when the Lord called me to preach. It was back in 1995. I was at a tent revival, and the pastor that was up, you know how they all the pastors stand with you and how we want to recognize you, things like that. And of course, I was still Sister Monica. But what happened is, he says, I want all the ministers, the pastors, to stand up. And, you know, I felt two hands on each of my shoulders raise me up. And so I'm looking back like, who did this? You know, kind of laughing about it. But there was nobody there.
Wow.
There was nobody there, and I was sitting in the last row. So, you know, and I was like, I stood up. And so God, he positioned me where I am. And so, I had one mentor, and his name was Pastor John L. Harper. He was my only mentor, and I've been through a lot of churches, but he's been my mentor. And so God, when God wants you in a place, he'll put you there regardless of what man says.
Come on now. That's right.
So you have to realize if God put me here, this is the place that I'm supposed to be in, regardless of what man says, regardless of if they don't like you. You got to stand in that place, and that's what I've done all these years, and God has progressed me. And of course, it's been hard, you know, because you know, when you're different, when you're unique, when you don't fit in that same category that they think you should fit in, they don't like you, but it's what did God say.
Yes, amen, absolutely.
And God blesses you for your faithfulness.
And, you know, we are a peculiar people because God picks out the ones who he wants to be out there doing what they need to do, because you can't just go out there and think you're going to have it together if you don't even have a relationship with God. You know, so how are you going to be able to minister to me when you don't even know anything about what God is telling you? You're not listening to God. You're just not even recognizing God. You just think you did this yourself. No, it doesn't work like that. God sends out who he wants to send out. God know everything that he needs each and every one of us to do. And the funny thing is, he knew about it at the same time. So God can be everywhere all together
at
the same time. Now, ain't that amazing?
Come
like, who can, who, listen, neither one of us in this whole wide universe, okay, not just this world, but, I mean, I know that's the same, but this universe, none of us can do that. None of us can walk on water or anything. You know what I'm saying? We can't raise the dead. We can't do that. You know, that's all about God. God putting his hand in it. And you know, it amazes me how God sent his only begotten son to walk this world. He walked this world. And you know, they loved him in the beginning, but then they just treated him so horrible in the end. And every time I just like around Easter time and when I be in my word and I just think about how they treated God, my heart just hurts so bad. Like, oh my God, how could you do that to somebody? Like, you know, but then again, that's how they do us. Like they say they love you, and then when you're not around, they talking about you like you ain't nothing, and they crucifying you, but all at the same time, guess what? They doing it. They crucifying God all over again because God made us in his image. So when you're crucifying us, you're crucifying God all over. And I'm not saying, well, yes, I am, and I'm going to play that song here in a minute because people need to hear that because, you know, time just fly when you're really having a good time. But we're going to bring you back on Friday so we can continue this discussion.
Awesome.
We want to listen, callers, listen, people in the world. We're going to go to a little short song here. And if you're tuned in, you tune into the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour with our special guest, Pastor Monica Phillips. If you want to be a caller, you can call in at 323-642-1736. Come on, callers. Give her some feedback. Tell her what, you know, ask her some questions. Anything. We're open to it all, okay? So right now, we just want to go to a little short song, and we'll be right back with more word from our special guest. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome back. Welcome back to Faith to Faith Gospel Hour here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Yes, and as you know, we have our callers on. We are just grateful. I've just seen some, I don't know what's going on our street. You know, we just have a lot going on. So we just, you know, sending prayers for whatever is going on down the street. I pray that there's nothing like really crazy going on because we know how things can happen in the heat of a moment. So we just want to keep that in prayer, whatever's going on. We're just coming back on with our guest, Pastor Monica Phillips. Amen. We want to welcome you again to the show. We've got about, we have about like maybe 7 minutes here.
All right.
Amen and amen. We're going to having some problems over
here. I can't. It's just like all of a sudden, you know, when you start talking about the goodness of God, the enemy want to try to attack your voice and all kind of stuff, you know, but that's okay because he got a job to do too, so we not going to, you know, we not giving him no credit, but, you know, he do got a job to do, so amen to that too. Amen?
Miss Pastor Monica, I want to, How would the people that, you know, would like to get in contact with you, how would they go about doing that?
They can email me at
Yahweh Ministry?
At yahoo.com. That Yahweh is YHWH.
Mm-hmm.
Ministry at yahoo.com. They can also They can also reach out.
Amen. Amen. You hear? Hello? Okay, maybe some technical difficulties right there. We're still here, though. Amen. So we just want to just, like, you know, we want to thank everybody for their call in today. We want to thank, we don't know what happened. Something just happened to where.
Call dropped. So,
hello? Hello? Okay. Well, we're still excited about what's going on here, and we thank God for you. Listen, if you want your music heard, you can send your music in an MP3 format to the Faith, the number 2, Faith Again, Gospel Hour at Yahoo.com. Once again, that's Faith, the number 2, Gospel Hour at Yahoo.com. You can send it to us there in an MP3 format. We'll get your music played on our show. And, you know, if you want to be a guest on our show, send us your information, or you can even inbox me on Facebook, Phyllis Jordan, or send it to Faith to Faith Gospel Hour. But we'll get you on either way. Listen, we want to thank God for just being able to thank God. We see we got Pastor Monica back. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I'm back.
Right now.
So as you were saying,
that devil is busy.
Yes,
you know, he does this all the time. When the Lord allowed me to get in the airwaves, he always sends those distractions so the people
right.
can hear the truth. But we got
right.
to press through anyway. Amen.
That's
amen.
Right. We're going to press right on through.
So do you have anything coming up or anything like that?
I do have a conference in April that's coming up, but I will get back with you with
right.
all the details.
Okay.
And, you know,
amen. Well, we want to.
Right.
Okay, so is there anything else that you would like to say? And because, you know, we're going to have you back on Friday because we have to continue this discussion.
Amen. Amen. As I was kind of on hold and I was just pressed to say that there may be some that are struggling with their identity,
mm-hmm.
not far as man or woman, but as far as being in ministry. They're struggling
okay.
with their identity because
right.
they don't do things like the norm or
mm-hmm.
or how people would expect them to do. You know, everybody in this whole little pot. But God have called us to be unique, and the reason it works because we're all unique in our own different ways. So you
yeah.
can't be like T.D. Jakes or Juanita Bynum. You have to be you, and that's
right.
what I had to learn because over the years I tried to be like this one, I tried to act like this one, I tried to dress like these people, I tried to do, but I had to become comfortable with who Monica Phillips was.
Right.
And this is how God used me. And so I have to be comfortable with that. So don't allow that to hinder what God has called you to do. He's called you to be different. He's called you to be unique in your own way. Do it how God is calling for you to do it. I just felt led to say that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well,
that's two words right there.
Yes, it is. And we thank God for that encouraging word because that word was for somebody.
Yes,
so we thank God for that word. And we want to thank you for being a guest on our show today. As I said, we will be bringing you back on Friday morning at 10 o'clock. Our time is coming to an end. I mean, it just came so quick. So we want to thank you for we want to just thank you for being our special guest today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes,
thank
ma'am,
you.
Absolutely, anytime. And, you know, as you all know, you can reach out to her on Facebook, Monica Phillips, or you can inbox her at Yahweh@Yahoo.com, right?
Yahweh Ministry.
Okay, right. And you can reach her there. You can get in contact with her through us. I mean, but we're out here, everybody. So, hey, we want to thank you for tuning in today. We want to thank you for listening to the Faith-to-Faith Gospel Hour. As I said, if you want your music heard, send it to us, Faith, the number 2, Faith, gospelhour at yahoo.com. We thank our host, Mr. Faith to Faith himself, and your host, Lady Love, and we just want to thank you all, most of all, for being our listeners, and we thank our special guests again. We thank the listeners that called in, and most of all, we give all the glory to God.
Come on now.
And remember, everybody, let God arise and the enemy be scattered, because it all belongs to God. What the world didn't give, the world can't take away, and he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. So with that, I need everybody to just walk with Jesus today, kiss somebody, love somebody, go check on your neighbor, go check on the elderly, and most of all, make sure you protect them babies. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. And you have been listening to the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour.
On
Thank
Blog
you.
Talk
on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. Amen.
Bless you.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes. I was just calling in to the radio show for Monica Phillips.
Oh, you know what? Our show ended. Like, our show is Eastern Standard Time at 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
So
she'll
be back on Friday.
Friday? Let me write that down.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Sorry about that. Yes, sir.
That's all right. She has sent me a text on it, and I was trying to get in on it, but I got a building I'm taking care of, and I get caught up between things. Yeah,
okay.
And I was trying to get in, and I was having problems getting in when I just hit the link. Yeah, it didn't bring up the area code, so it kept saying that the number was no longer in service, so I had to go back and dial it manually. Okay, well, I'll try to get in, you know, Friday. Then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
All
I
right,
said, it'll be 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right,
thank
you.
Okay, same to you.
You. Mm-hmm.